I'd like to invite the children to come forward and meet me at the font, along with our confirmands. Can we all come to the font, the baptismal font? So it was not all that long ago that these five confirmands came to this font and were baptized. And when they were baptized, this congregation made promises to love and to care for them, to pray for them and support them in their faith journey. Middle school is a hard time in and of itself, but part of what confirmation does is it says, we recognize that you are growing in your body and your hearts and your minds, and you are getting to a place where you are able to begin to make your faith your own. The promises that your parents made at baptism are now promises that you can make for yourself. And so that's what we're doing in confirmation, and I'm absolutely delighted that we can take these five girls to Camp Formation this week. And I hope it's a week that is more wonderful than you can imagine. They've come up with a new word for how they're feeling about going to camp. It's nerve-sighted, right? They're nervous and excited. For all five of these girls, this is the first time that they will be away for nearly a week from their parents. But we're also really excited because it's going to be a really fun week. And hopefully we're going to grow deeper in our relationship with God and with one another, and we're going to make new friends at camp, and we're going to get to enjoy the wonderful creation at Camp Agape. And so we want to thank you for helping provide a way to send these five girls to camp. So with the endowment fund from Lauren Cecil, with the generosity of the Lutheran Men in Mission, and the generosity of the Agape Women's Circle, we are sending all five girls to camp at no cost to their families. And I think that is a really beautiful and profound way of saying that we take seriously the promises we made to you in your baptism, and we believe that this is so important that we want to make a way for you to go. And so some of the women have made mini prayer shawls for us to take to camp. So if you would each like to pick one of those prayer shawls out, we're going to offer a prayer. Sorry, these are just for the girls going to camp. When you get a little bit older and get to go to camp, we're going to make some for you too. Absolutely, we're going to make some for you. And then in just a minute, I'm going to have you all help me hand out these little prayer cards. It has each girl's name on it. If you will take these home, put it in your Bible or with your devotion book or on your fridge, wherever you will see it every day. And please pray for each girl every day. This is also part of the promise you made to them in their baptism, that you will pray for them. And I want you to support them in that way this week. So will you all help me lay hands on these girls? One of the ways that we pray for people and bless them in the church is we lay hands on them. So we might need to each do two hands, one on each person. So maybe Raya, can you put a hand on Maddie and Rosala? And Conrad, can you do Gracie and McKenna or Isabel? Sawyer, will you help me lay hands on somebody over here? No? Will you lay a hand on Raya? That's okay, you don't have to. I'll lay a hand on Gracie over here. Actually, Gavin, will you come lay a hand on your sister? Aww. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for all of these beautiful girls who are just as beautiful in their hearts and their spirits as they are on the outside. We pray that you would be with each of them, reminding them that you are with them wherever they go, and that you would be with each of them this week as we send them off to camp. We ask that you would grant them health and safety, that you would remind them to drink water even when they don't want to, so that they can stay hydrated. We pray for those who will be their counselors, that you would bless them with kindness and compassion for each of these girls who are nerve-sighted, nervous to be away from home, but also excited for a week of camp. We pray for each of them that you would help them to deepen their relationship with you and with each other and with all of the new friends that they will make at camp. Be with us in our fears and our anxieties, and help us to enjoy this week at camp, to have fun, to be silly, to go on adventures, and to enjoy the goodness of your creation. God, we ask that you would bless Isabel and McKenna, Gracie, Rosala, and Maddie, and that you would also be with their families this week, who will also be sad to have them be away. Go with us this day and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I divvy these out and you make sure everybody gets a few? Conrad, you want to go start at the back and hand some out? You too, Gavin. Can you start handing those out over by where your grandparents are? Can you take some to the back where your parents are? Will you take a couple to the front here and start passing out? Thank you for coming up. Hi, Maddie.